How far did you get? What did you guys focus on this morning? You got the two answers of the Gemara. Get to the next Mishnah. At least, no, you didn't. The two answers. Okay. That's the next Mishnah. I guess it is. Yeah. Okay. Good. So let's. So the Rambam. Let's see the Rambam. Yeah. A little bit. Okay. No. Okay. So let's sort of pick up from where we left off yesterday. So yesterday the Gemara mentioned that there are four different statements of Tanayim with regard to a tree that's on a border, a tree that borders between inside a boundary and outside a boundary, and what the status of that tree is. Now again, pashtus is, you wouldn't have to say the status of that tree is anything. Whatever is inside the border is inside the border, whatever is outside the border is outside the border, and that in fact is the shita of the Mishnah Maseches Ma'aser Sheni. You want to know if the tree is considered inside Yerushalayim or outside Yerushalayim? Well, the part that's inside Yerushalayim is inside, the part that's outside is outside. We saw that our Mishnah here, Maseches Makos Nafid Beis Amar Aleph, says that when it comes to near Miklat, we always follow the branches. Wherever the branches are, that's where the tree is. We had a brisa in Ma'aser Sheni about Ma'aser Sheni and about an ir miklat that also said you always follow the branches. So the Gemara said, well, wait a second. How can the Mishnah Ma'aser Sheni say that you split it down the middle wherever the border is? We have a brisa in Ma'aser Sheni that says you always follow the branches. So he said, nah, harabi yudav harabanan. It's a machlokas rabbidan rabbanan, because after all, we have another brisa about Ma'aser Sheni where Rabbi Yehuda says you follow the branches. So the brisa that says that both by near miklat and by Ma'aser Sheni you follow the branches must be the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni, which says that you split it, must be the sheet of the Rabbanan. Now the way we read the Gemara yesterday was that if we stop right there, we have perfect clarity in both the sheet of the Rabbanan and the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, the way we'd be understanding it is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, both ir miklat and Ma'aser Sheni, the tree is defined purely by where are its branches, and that's it with regards to all halachos. Whereas the Rabbanan would say, according to the way we understood yesterday, the Rabbanan would say what? That how do you define the tree? Depends which halacha you're talking about. If you're talking about Ma'aser Sheni, which is all tali in the Chomas Yerushalayim, it's all tali in whether you're inside the wall or outside the wall, so then how do you define the tree? You don't define the whole tree by anything. You define where you are. And if that means splitting the tree down the middle, because that's where the wall of Yerushalayim is, right in the middle of the tree, that's fine. So it would turn out that if the branches of the tree are outside of Yerushalayim and the trunk of the tree is inside Yerushalayim, and you're sitting on the trunk of the tree, you're in Yerushalayim. You're sitting on the branches, you're outside of Yerushalayim. That would be the sheet of the Rabbanan when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni. But when it comes to your miklat, since bedira tal rachmana, since it all depends on a livable space, and the only livable part of the tree is the branches, the Rabbanan would be moda that by near miklat we follow the branches. That's the way we understood yesterday. Are we all in agreement that that's the way we understood yesterday? I think that's the way we understood yesterday. Now, having said that, we then just pointed out that any further discussion is really surprising. Because once we know where Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, and it fits our Mishnah, we know what the Rabbanan's Shita is, and it fits our Mishnah, it's a little surprising that the Gemara has a problem with anything. And in order for the Gemara to raise problems, the Gemara had to make a key assumption. And what was that key assumption that the Gemara had to make? That Rabbi Yehuda never really meant that you follow the branches, you know, across the board. What he meant is you follow the branches l'chumra. That's what Rabbi Yehuda meant when he said you follow the branches, only as a chumra. So on that, the Gemara says, well, how does that make any sense? I understand by Ma'aser Sheni, you can say that following the branches can be l'chumra regardless of where the branches are. If the branches are inside Yerushalayim, and you're outside Yerushalayim, and you're sitting by the trunk of the tree, so you're going to tell me, with your Ma'aser Sheni, you're going to tell me, no, I got to be Machmir, that it's considered that my Ma'aser Sheni is already in Yerushalayim, and therefore, I can't be poded anymore, I can't change it for money anymore. If the branches are outside Yerushalayim, trunk is inside Yerushalayim, and you're sitting by the trunk of the tree, you're going to say, oh, I got to be Machmir, that it's still considered that I'm outside of Yerushalayim, and therefore, I'm not allowed to eat my Ma'aser Sheni, because it's still outside of Yerushalayim. There are chumras in both directions. But when it comes to Ir Miklat, the Gemara asks, there aren't chumras in both directions. What are you going to say? I understand very well the Gemara had said, Bishlama, you're going to tell me where the ikar of the tree, the root of the tree is outside and the branches are inside. So to tell me that you follow the branches a chumra, because no matter where the rotzeach is, the gol adam, machmir in the gol adam, you're not allowed to kill this rotzeach. That makes sense. Even if the rotzeach is sitting on the trunk of the tree, which is outside of the ir miklat, but because the branches are inside the ir miklat, we tell him, no, you're not allowed to kill this rotzeach. That's a chumra that you follow the branches. What if it's the reverse? What if the trunk of the tree is inside the ir miklat and the branches are outside the ir miklat? So what, you're going to tell me that a rotzeach who's sitting on the trunk of the tree, you're allowed to kill? Can't be. There's no way that we would follow the branches in that case, and that it's impossible that you'd be allowed to kill him. And obviously, we would not follow the branches. So what would it even mean to follow the branches l'chumra in that case, where the branches are outside and the tree is inside? That was the kasha. So the Gemara has two approaches. There's Rava's approach and there's Rav Ashi's approach. Now, in order to properly understand Rava's approach, we have to be cognizant of the fact that whenever you have a question and an answer, so there are several ways that an answer can answer a question. Meaning, whenever you have an answer, you always have to ask yourself, well, why didn't we know that before, right? What changed between the question and the answer? Sometimes you have a question, you have a kasha, and something's difficult, and there's a piece of information that we were missing. And oh no, now we have more information, like we have a question on a Mishnah, but from a stira, let's say, a stira from another Mishnah, and the piece of information that we were missing was that the Mishnah was only said by one Tana, and the other Mishnah was said by somebody else. We just didn't know. You know, there was a piece of information that was missing, and the answer introduces new information. Sometimes, though, the answer doesn't introduce any new information. What the answer does is it tells us that there was a fault with one of our assumptions. That we made an assumption, and that assumption led to a question, and that assumption was faulty. That assumption was wrong. Now, what assumption? I made a big deal about it yesterday, and a little bit of a deal about it just now. What assumption did we make to ask this kasha on Rabbi Yehuda? How can you, Rabbi Yehuda, say that we always go basar nofo, that we always follow the branches? It's not going to make sense by an ir mikla to always follow the branches. What assumption are we making? That when Rabbi Yehuda says we go basar nofo, that he only means it l'chumra. That's the assumption that we made. Now, we pointed out Tosus on the top of Amud Beis yesterday, on Yud Beis Amud Beis, asks, where do we get that assumption from? And Tosus said, well, where we get that assumption from is that, in general, we don't want machlokos to be min akotze la kotze, from one extreme to another. We want them to be as close to each other as possible. So if the Rabbanan are going to distinguish between the halachos, if the Rabbanan rather are going to say that when you have a tree that's on the border by Maaser Sheni, that we're going to split that tree, it's hard to imagine that Rabbi Yehuda is going to be on an opposite extreme and say, no, we're not going to split anything and there's going to be no nuance. It's always going to be just branches. Whatever the branches are, that's what the whole tree is. So there must be a little more nuance in Rabbi Yehuda's view. It must be that it's not that we always blindly follow where the branches are. No, we don't follow where the branches are. We only follow where the branches are l'chumra, only to the extent that that will be a chumra. But the Gemara says, okay, but how does that work then? How does that work by Nir Miklat? That you're going to follow the branches l'chumra. It doesn't seem to fit the cases. If you have ikaro bifnim, and nofo bachutz. So just like you're going to say that you're allowed to kill him by the root, that can't be. And what would it mean to follow the meaning? There's no hava mina that you'd be allowed to kill him by the roots of the tree. There would never be any hava because he's inside the city. So there would never have been such a hava mina. So what does it mean? You're following the branches l'chumra to be considered to not allow you to kill the guy. Of course you're not allowed to kill the guy in that case. He's already sitting inside the city. It wouldn't be following the branches l'chumra to not be allowed to kill him. There's nothing to kill him for. So the Gemara, so when Rava answers this question, Well, the truth is, the easier answer of the two answers is Rav Ashi's answer. So let's go out of order for a minute. Rav Ashi's answer is the last line. Rav Ashi Amar Mai Achar Enof Af Achar Enof. What is Rav Ashi trying to tell me? That when the Mishnah says, and the Braisa says, and Rabbi Yehuda says that we follow the Nof, he doesn't really mean we follow the branches. It's all a Chumrah, but it doesn't mean that we follow only the branches of the Chumrah. Because you're right, sometimes the Chumrah would be to follow the roots. But it's not a Chiddush to say you follow the roots of the tree. Meaning, whenever you look at the identifying characteristic of an item, the roots are generally going to be more of a critical component of the item than wherever the branches reached it. So you want to talk about what's the important part of the tree. So generally speaking, the Seichel HaYashar would dictate that the important part of the tree is the Iker. And of course, Rav Yehuda would say, we define a tree by the Iker, by the roots. The Chiddush of Rav Yehuda is that to be Machmir will even follow the branches sometimes. That's the Chiddush of Rav Yehuda. It's Af Acharnov. And therefore the whole thing is a Chumrah. When it comes to Meiser, we're always going to go to Chumrah. If you're by the root, by the branches, and the tree is on the border, in any which way, you are not allowed to eat that Meiser Sheni because you're considered to be outside of Yerushalayim, nor can you bring it back outside of Yerushalayim because it's considered to have been brought inside of Yerushalayim. We're Machmir in both directions. And when it comes to an Ir Miklat, if the root of the tree is outside and the branches reach inside the Ir Miklat, then we follow the branches, L'chumra. And we say that wherever you are on that tree, the Goel Adam is not allowed to kill you. If the root is inside the Ir Miklat and the branches are outside, well, then we look at the root of the tree, L'chumra. And we say that he's not allowed to kill you, even if you happen to be sitting on the branches of that tree. And that's the whole idea. The whole idea is not that we follow Nofo, according to Rabbi Yehuda. There's no such thing, we follow the Nof. He keeps saying we follow the branches, not to mean that we actually follow the branches. Just to mean that we're always Machmir. We're just always Machmir. And if being Machmir means following the root, do that. And if being Machmir means follow the branches, do that. And that's how we defend Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rav Ashi's approach. Rava's approach is somewhat more complicated. Because Rav Ashi is very simple, it's very straightforward. What changes from the question to the answer in Rav Ashi's approach? So what changed was that we thought, when Rav Yehuda says you follow the branches, that the branches are more significant than the root, than the trunk. Rav Ashi's approach says, nah, that's not what he meant. The branches are no more significant than the trunk. Af acharnofo. It means that they're equally significant. By the way, according to that approach, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan are really not that far off from each other. Do the Rabbanan think the branch or the root is more significant by Meiser Sheni? The Rabbanan think, no, neither part is more significant, you just cut it down the middle. Rabbi Yehuda will say neither part is more significant, but that doesn't lead him to say cut it down the middle. Instead of saying cut it down the middle, he just says, be Machmir in every which way. Rabbi Yehuda goes even a step further and says, be Machmir in every which way, even by an Ir Miklat, not just by Meiser Sheni, even for the halachos of Ir Miklat. Whereas the Rabbanon L'chora would say, no, when it comes to an Ir Miklat, the branches are dominant. So it comes out a little funny, according to Ravashi's approach, the way we understood the Gemara. If I would have asked you yesterday, looking at our chart that we put together, who is more fixated on the value of the branches, Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan? So you'll say, well, Rabbi Yehuda branches. This could fit both Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Rabbanan, split it. So it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is much more interested in the branches, right? The way Rav Ashi understands is it's fakert. The only one that ever said the branches are more important than the root is the Rabbanan when it comes to Ir Miklat. The Rabbanan when it comes to Meis Sheni will say split it. But the Rabbanan when it comes to Ir Miklat will say branches. That's how you define it. That's the Dira. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't think the branches are important at all. He thinks the branches, the root, they're all the same. And we're just always more Machmir. Whatever you're going to take to be more Machmir. a great chiddush according to Rav Ashi. That's Rav Ashi's answer. Rava's answer, Rava's approach, is a little more nuanced. Rava says, the way Rashi understands it, because it's the easiest way to approach it, that according to the Rabbanan, like we said, by Meiser, Rashi changes one thing from the way we understood, but I'll get to that later. According to the Rabbanan, let's say, like we said, by Meiser, you can split the tree down the middle. By Ir Miklat, now this is the part that Rashi doesn't say, but the way we understood yesterday, by Ir Miklat, the Rabbanan are going to say, follow the branches, wherever the branches are. Rabbi Yehuda says that, here's what changes about Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is not necessarily just going L'chum. Rabbi Yehuda does think the branches are more important than the root, but not always to just go L'chum. Rabbi Yehuda may not be saying a total chumrah. That's what's changing in the answer of Rava. How so? So he says as follows. When it comes to Meiser, it's l'chumrah, for sure, in both directions. Wherever the branches are, wherever the roots are, whatever part of the tree you're on, always assume the worst. So always assume you're no longer allowed to be poda, the Meiser Sheni, and that you're also not allowed to eat it. When it comes to Ir Miklat, though, if the branches are inside and the root is outside, so then it's a chumrah. Again, when it comes to an Ir Miklat, if the root is outside the Ir Miklat, the branches are inside the Ir Miklat, that would mean the branches would tell you a chumrah, that you're protected, right? That the guy is not allowed to kill the rotseach. So then we follow the branches. That's the chumrah. And if the rotseach is sitting on the root of the tree outside of the Ir Miklat, chumrah, you're not allowed to kill him, even though he's outside the Ir Miklat. Why? Because the branches of the tree that he's sitting on, even though he's only on the root, the branches of the tree that he's sitting on are inside the Ir Miklat. When it's the reverse, though, when the root of the tree is inside the Ir Miklat, and therefore the roots should tell you that he's protected, the branches are outside the Ir Miklat, the branches should tell you that he's unprotected, akula, Rabbi Yehuda says, Halach achar nof. What does he mean, halach achar nof? Does not mean that, don't worry, you can kill him wherever he is. That if he's sitting on the root of the tree inside the Ir Miklat, just go after him anyway. No, Rabbi Yehuda would never say that. A guy who's sitting on the branches in Ir Miklat, for sure you're not allowed to kill him. For sure not. Everyone would agree to that. The issue is, what if the root again is inside the Ir Miklat? The branches are outside the Ir Miklat. He's sitting on the branches. So he's physically located outside of the Ir Miklat right now. Now, Rabbi Yehuda will say, I'm a little bit machmir, but not so machmir. Are you allowed to kill him if he's sitting on the branches outside the Ir Miklat? Yes, because he's not in the Ir Miklat and the branches are more dominant. So I'm willing to be makil, to follow the branches of the tree and not the root of the tree, and say this man is not in an Ir Miklat, he's unprotected. If you can shoot him from outside the Ir Miklat on the top of the tree, do so, and that's fine. We're going to be makil. That's a kula. But not only that, even if you need to get, as the Goel Adam, you need to go to the trunk of the tree, climb the tree, get to the in order to get to the rotzeach to kill him, which means you need to go into the Ir Miklat, go up the tree, go out of the Ir Miklat on those branches in order to kill him. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda says another kula. You're allowed to do that as well. That's where we're going to say that the branches are outside the Ir Miklat, and therefore you're even allowed to use the root to get to the branches, even though the root's inside the Ir Miklat. Aye, but the root's inside the Ir Miklat. Are you allowed to go into the Ir Miklat to use that to kill? No, because the branches are outside. Shadi Ikaro Basar Nofo. We always look at the branches where the branches are. So it's a kula that he allows you to kill using the root to get to the outside of the, to get to the branches that are outside. And the Rabbanan would disagree. And the Rabbanan will say, you know, you're not allowed to do that. You can't go on to the root of the tree. But that's Rabbi Yehuda's big kula. So what changes in Rava's approach? What changes is Rabbi Yehuda's not just saying chumras. He's saying kulas also. Well, how are we allowed to do that? I thought we said Rabbi Yehuda must only be machmir. No, what we said before was we didn't want, the way Tosfos understood, we didn't want Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan to be miles apart from each other. We wanted them to be a little closer. So we didn't want Rabbi Yehuda to be the guy that ends up saying that you're going to follow the branches Lekula, that you're going to follow the branches Lekula to allow a Goel Adam to kill someone who's sitting on the trunk of a tree in an Ir Miklat because the branches of that tree happen to be outside of the Ir Miklat. That we weren't comfortable with. That's too much of a Kula. To let him kill a Goel Adam sitting on the trunk of a tree in an Ir Miklat! Just because the branch... No, that's too much of a Kula. But if we modify the Kula a little bit and we say, no, that's still going to be Aser. You can't kill a guy who's in an Ir Miklat. That's not what Rabbi Yehuda meant when he said follow the branches. All he meant when he said follow the branches, it is a kula, but it's a much smaller kula. All he meant when he said follow the branches, if the branches are outside and the guy's outside, the rotzeach is outside, you can climb the roots in order to get to the rotzeach to kill him. That's all he means. Now there is a major assumption in Rava's answer, and that major assumption is that generally speaking, let's say you have a rotzeach that's outside of the Ir Miklat, right? So he's fair game, right? Let's say you're a sharpshooter, and your only angle to get the rotzeach, that's where he's not blocked by trees or something, you're a sniper, right? Your only angle to get the rotzeach is from inside the Ir Miklat, as a Goel Adam inside the Ir Miklat. So the rotzeach, the rotzeach's outside, he should be unprotected. Can you go on a building inside the Ir Miklat and snipe him, whatever, and, cut him down? So Rav is introducing a new concept we haven't seen before, and that is that you cannot do that. No one holds you're allowed to do that. If the Goel Adam is in the Ir Miklat, he's not allowed to kill, which is a profoundly different view of Ir Miklat than I would have had before this sugya. I would have said the Ir Miklat relates purely to the Rotzeach. Rotzeach is protected when he's in, he's not protected when he's out. What Rav is being megala to us is that Ir Miklat cannot be a place of vengeance. That Ir Miklat makes any vengeance killing illegal. And therefore it doesn't matter if the Goel Adam or the Rotzeach is in the Ir Miklat, either one would make it impossible. Would make it illegal. That's what Rav is being mechadish. Just a ha'ara to realize Rav is being mechadish. Now, as we mentioned yesterday, the pashut reading of the Gemara is that all of this, four missed calls from my kid's yeshiva. I guess he wants to be picked up. I'm buzzing like crazy. I'm wondering what's going on. As we mentioned before, all of this whole discussion, l'chora should only be within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. But if you're paskining a halacha, Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan, who should you paskin like? L'chora, the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan are the majority. Now, if you look at the Rambam, what is the Rambam paskin? Source number four. Says the Rambam, 8th parak of Hilchos Mitzvah Shmir Senefesh Halach Yiral, Kol ir hakoletes tchuma kolet kamo. Any city that protects, the tchuma that city also protects. Ilanshu omed v'toch ha-tchum. If you have a tree that's inside the tchum, sorry, v'toch tchum are miklat. V'nofal nota chutz l'tchum. And the branches reach outside of the tchum. Mishayagia tachas hanof niklat. As soon as you get under that branch, you're protected. As soon as you get under the branch, you're protected. Why? You're not in the Ir Miklat yet. Well, apparently, because we don't care whether you're in the Ir Miklat, you're under a tree, and part of that tree is in the Ir Miklat. Which part? The roots of the tree are in the Ir Miklat. So we're following the roots over there. If the trunk of the tree is outside of the Ir Miklat, and the branches are inside, you're protected as soon as you get to the trunk of the tree. Why? You're not in the Ir Miklat yet. Oh, but the branches are in the Ir Miklat. So that's good enough. So what's Rambam telling me? What do we look at? The branches of the roots? What's he telling me? Whatever will protect you. Meaning both. Either one is good enough to protect you. The Rambam's saying. He's not saying split the tree down the middle on the fence. He's saying either the branches or the roots are enough to protect you. What's the problem with this Rambam? Who's he paskening like? That's very clearly, purely Shitas Ravashi. That's Ravashi Yamar Mai Achar Anof, Af Achar Anof. Achar Anof means Af Achar Anof, that you can even follow the branches. It's purely Shitas Ravashi. Why would the Rambam paskin like Ravashi, who's only coming in the first place to explain Rabbi Yehuda, when the Rabbanan have the much clearer opinion? Now, what would the Rabbanan say? What should the Rambam have paskin? What would the Rabbanan say? How do we understand the Rabbanan when it comes to your miklat? They always follow the branches. The Rabbanan were the ones that said that our Mishnah is not a stira to the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni. To the Mishnah Maaser Sheni. The Mishnah Maaser Sheni said split it, but that's because that's Maaser Sheni. But when it comes to your Mikla, we look at Dira. Dira is defined by branches. You always follow the branches. Why didn't the Rambam just say that? So there are a couple of ways to take this. When you have such a kasha, why is the Rambam paskening like an ukimta that seems to be only Lefi Shitas Rabbi Yehuda? So a couple of ways you could go about answering such a question. One way to go about answering such a question is to try to explain why the Rambam specifically in this case would paskin like a Das Yachid against the Rabbin. That's one way, one approach. We'll have to come up with a svara. Another way is to say, well, wait a second. Maybe we've been making an assumption the whole time that Rava, Ravashi, that they're all talking only within Rabbi Yehuda. But maybe that's not true. Maybe we were too quick to write off the Rabbanan in this sugya. And say, oh, the Rabbanan already answered all the problems, and all we're picking on afterwards is Rabbi Yehuda, so the Rabbanan are already solved, and Rabbanan are out of the sugya, right? Maybe the Rabbanan make a comeback in the sugya. Maybe the Rabbanan are being dealt with by Rav and Ravashi. And the original answer we gave for the Rabbanan was not the answer the Gemara sticks with at the end according to the Rabbanan. Now, who says this? That the Rabbanan... Now, again, the way we've been understanding this again until now is, as soon as we say, Ir Miklat is all dependent on branches, because that's Dira, and Maaser Sheni gets split, because it depends on Choma, Rabbanan are finished. Good, we cleared up the Rabbanan, that's their opinion, we have nothing else to talk about within the Rabbanan. That's what we've been assuming until now. However, the Ritva quotes from Rashi, although Rashi doesn't say this explicitly, it is clear that Rashi holds this way, this is not a misquote, quotes from Rashi that once Rav Kahana on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, in the last line of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, says, Lo Kasha Harab Yudah Harabanan, we are retracting our initial explanation of the Rabbanan. And we are now saying that the Rabbanan are not going to be satisfied with this distinction that by Maaser Sheni you cut it down the middle, and that by Ir Miklat you just follow the branches. No. The Rabbanan also won't just say follow the branches by Ir Miklat. And this whole kasha that Emer Deshamel El Rabbi Yehuda Gabe Maisel Chumra, although the Gemara only expresses it as a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, is really an issue with the Rabbanan as well, because the Rabbanan are also saying you go Basar Nofo. And we want to know what the Rabbanan mean by that, because we're also troubled. They can't possibly mean that you go Basar Nofo means that if the branches are outside the city and a guy and the root is inside the city and a guy is sitting on the roots, that you're allowed to kill him. It can't be. Can't be that way according to the Rabbanan, and it can't be that way according to Rabbi Yehuda. It just can't be. that a guy sitting inside an ir miklat on the roots of a tree, you're allowed to kill him. Can't be. And therefore, both Rava's answer and Ravashi's answer are needed as much according to the Rabbanan as they are according to Rabbi Yehuda. In order to say that, the Ritva says Rashi has to add a word into the girsa on the bottom of Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Kahana is not Amar Rav Kahana, it's Ella Amar Rav Kahana. What does an Ella do? Ella says we're undoing everything we did before. Previously we thought we had it figured out, the Rabbanan, we got it all figured out, and we said that the Rabbanan hold that you go basar nofo when it comes to near miklat, bein l'kula bein l'chumra, across the board. Ella amar Rav Kahana, harab yudavar Rabbanan. No, Rav Kahana says harab yudavar Rabbanan. Now Rav Yudah and the Rabbanan disagree when it comes to Maiser Sheni, but when it comes to going basar nofo, the Rabbanan are also not going to say straight that you go basar nofo. That's what we that's how Rashi, now where does Rashi say this? So I think the place to be medayik this in Rashi is in Dibur Maschal Amar Rava Biikaro Kuli Al Milo Pligi, where Rashi says, this is in explaining Rava's answer, Liolam Kidika Mishaninan Harab Yudav Arabana. Really, like we said before, Harab Yudav Harabana. Dil Rabbanan Lo Shadinan Lo Nof Basar Ikaro Velo Ikaro Basar Nof Lo B'Maiser Velo Ba'ari Miklat. That according to the Rabbanan, we don't look at the branches as dominant, nor the roots as dominant, not by Maiser, which up until now that's been fine, because we've been saying by Maiser the Rabbanan split it, Velo Ba'ari Miklat! And not by your miklat either. No part of the tree is dominant. Not even by your miklat. What do you mean? I thought we said, according to the Rabbanan, the branches are dominant. No, but you see, Rashi's telling you is, that was the old Rabbanan. That was the Rabbanan the way we... That was the Amud Aleph Rabbanan. But Amud Beis, we're understanding the Rabbanan differently. And we're saying that, you know, you don't go Basar Nof, you don't go Basar Iker. What are they saying? So they're saying that you're not allowed to climb the Iker to get to the Nof if the Rotzeach is on the Nof outside of the city. You're not allowed to climb the Iker that's inside to get to the Nof if the Rotzeach is on the Nof. And Rav Ashi would say, May Achar Nof, Av Achar Nof. And that would be even according to the Rabbanan as well. That when the Rabbanan say you go Basar the Nof, and Rabbi and the Rabbanan only really, really disagree when it comes to Maaser Sheni, not when it comes to Ir Miklat. And therefore, if the Rambam wants to paskin like Rav Ashi, Ksante, that's like the Rabbanan. That's a possibility I'm going to put out there. Now, there's a lot more in terms of possibilities. Got to take a look. Ketzav Mishnah asks the Kasha, suggests an Efshar that then he then says is Ein Kedai, doesn't like it. Minchas Chinuch has some Kashas, and Rav Asher Weiss has a Mahalich. But I don't know if we're going to do this tomorrow. We may do Purim tomorrow. I just got to get this because my kid is sick, I think. So I'm sorry. I have to stop here.